Skagway residents report that Amazon charged sales tax on their purchases, but neither the state nor the municipality gave them permission to do so.
It just appeared to me that without any notice from the municipality, the state, or Amazon, Amazon just started adding sales tax to our orders as of the first of the year.
Gary Hisman has lived in Skagway for decades. He says he was charged 3% sales tax, that's the municipal winter rate, on a recent Amazon purchase. Hisman reached out to customer service, who passed him to the tax division.
She explained that they had received word from the state of Alaska to start deducting or collecting, I should say, sales tax because we were what she termed an outlying community. I asked who they were sending the tax to. She couldn't tell me, and she further couldn't refer me to anybody higher up in the company.
The company did not respond to KHNS's request for comment. Alaska State Assessor Marty McGee says he's been getting calls from a number of Alaskans who heard the same thing as Hisman. He says no one asked or granted permission to collect sales tax from the state. But there is a municipality that lets Amazon collect sales tax, Juneau. Bob Bartholomew is Juneau's finance director. He's been dealing with this issue for a while. In order to remit municipal sales tax, businesses need to register with the municipality. Amazon is registered in Juneau.
The first question is, were they registered and doing sales tax activity in prior years?
Skagway Treasurer Heather Rodig says Amazon doesn't have a business license in Skagway. Both Haynes and Skagway are currently researching the Amazon issue and working to resolve it. Haynes Finance Director Gila Stewart says Amazon requested a Haynesboro business license application earlier this week. The borough hasn't received a completed registration, but they know Amazon is charging customers municipal sales tax. Any tax Amazon collected from consumers in January is due to the borough March 10th. Bartholomew says the company is likely getting out in front of a recent Supreme Court case that opens the door for online retailers to collect taxes.
Some companies, because of the Supreme Court decision, even though they're not liable to start collecting and remitting sales tax, have just started to do it. They've just said, it's going to eventually happen, I'm just going to start doing it. In Juneau, if they contact us and say, I want to start doing it, we say, no, you're not liable. Don't register with us. Wait till we get an adequate program in place.
Ultimately, he says all online sales will collect and remit sales tax at the local rate. The Alaska Municipal League is working to create a streamlined financial infrastructure so all online retailers can start collecting it. Bartholomew says creating that program should take 12 to 18 months. Until then, he says tax collection is at local discretion.
The individual taxpayers, citizens, may say, hey, you don't have the authority to tax me. Stop. That's when it's going to become really messy.
Amazon started charging municipal tax on online purchases in the Upperland Canal January 1st of this year. The retailer does not charge local taxes on third-party sales, that is, private sellers who use Amazon's platform. Upperland Canal communities have discussed collecting sales tax on online sales from Amazon before. Some believe the tax could level the playing field for local merchants that otherwise struggle to compete with the online giant. But Hisman says that isn't the point.
For me, the issue is who's getting this money right now.
So far, that remains a mystery. In Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.